703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Wednesday, October 9th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did you guys watch the debate last night with Mike Rogers and Elisa Slotkin, the two candidates, Republican and Democrat, running for U.S. Senate to replace retiring Debbie Stabenow? Did you guys watch it? Text me a Y for yes and for no. Watched the replay of it late last night. I was waiting for a phone call from somebody that I never got, but never seen such a choreographed, not spontaneous in any way, shape, or form debate. And I'm going to call it out for what I saw with my own eyes, how I felt the questions and how the answers were given. Wood TV gave the questions to the candidates in advance. That's the only way I can explain what I observed. Give me your thoughts. If you watched it, you text me a yes, I watched it. But it was amazing to me. The format was 60 seconds for a response. 30 seconds if you wanted to do a rebuttal to what the other opponent said. 15 second for quick follow-ups. Rick Elvin of Wood TV in Grand Rapids was reading questions to the candidates that they already knew the question was coming and already had prepared their response. Two reasons: body language and the exact 57, 58, 59 second, sometimes 62, 64 second responses. You cannot take a question from a moderator unless you have been given the question ahead of time to get your response processed in your brain while he's reading the question. Prepare your answer to get your talking points in and to be within 60 seconds. You can't do it. The body language was that they were looking directly at the camera or the moderator when they gave their responses. Rogers was better at looking at the camera instead of looking at Rick Elvin. So it looked like when he was giving his answers, he was talking to the TV audience. He was talking directly to you. Slotkin kept looking at the moderator, not the red light. And as a result, she had no connection with the audience. That's my first observation. Second, they had their answers down pat, but they also had their attack lines. And it almost came down to a boxing match. U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin, Democrat from Holly, and former U.S. Congressman Mike Rogers traded shots last night during an intense U.S. Senate debate in Grand Rapids, in which the Republican accused his opponent of not being able to pass a lie detector test. Slotkin responded by jabbing back at Rogers for having lived in Florida up until recently. In the swiftly moving exchange on Wood TV that was broadcast throughout the state, the two attempted to reframe their opponent's stances on health care, immigration, women's reproductive rights, electric vehicles, while defending their own positions. This was the first of two scheduled debates between the Republican and Democratic nominees, living up to its billing as a heavyweight showdown between two talented public officials who didn't stumble. They both stayed strong, got in their punches, and didn't back down. It's hard to call the exchange anything but one of more exciting of a draw that you'll ever find in a 60-minute U.S. Senate debate. Now, most of the punches were in responses to TV ads. TV ads attacking Rogers, run by PACs and even Elisa Slotkin's own campaign. Her responding to negative attacks from the PACs supporting Rogers and his campaign. One of the things the Democrats do every single election cycle, this is in their playbook. I'd love to get my hands on this playbook because it is printed somewhere. It's out there floating in the clouds. It may not be an actual hard copy, but they use it every single election cycle. Scare the old folks is what the Democrats do. Scare the women, which the Democrats do. Rogers denied Slotkin's claims that he voted to privatize or to cut Medicare and Social Security. One of the best punches of the evening, talking about Elisa Slotkin's background, she kept bragging about her quote-unquote somewhat related to working with the military service as a CIA analyst. She worked for the CIA. Elisa Slotkin worked for the CIA. Rogers worked for the FBI. They both have been employed by Washington, D.C. bureaucratic agencies in their careers. Well, Rogers denied that he voted to privatize, cut Medicare and Social Security. And he said, I'm not even sure she could pass a polygraph test in the CIA anymore. Referring to Slotkin's times while working for the CIA. He followed it up with, I get it. The CIA has deception training in talking about how they interrogate terrorists, witnesses. There's actually deception training they go through working with the CIA. I get it. The CIA has deception training. My opponent clearly went through that. But you're supposed to use that training against your adversaries, not against Michigan voters, Rogers said. Now, had there been a crowd, an audience in the studio watching the live debate, I'm sure a lot of people's reaction was like what mine was. Whoa! I mean, that was a good one. That was a Muhammad Ali absolute uppercut that knocked her right on her butt. It was a good one. Slotkin then responded by referencing Rogers' voting record. She comes back and says, but I'm not sure he remembers those votes from back then because he's been down in Florida for a few years. Talking about, of course, Mike Rogers owning a really nice home down in Florida. She brought up Rogers' time in Florida in another response to his claim that she wants to go back to Washington, D.C. and put our vote in Michigan at risk in a conversation about reproductive rights. Well, Slotkin said, I was here in Michigan. I voted yes on Proposal 3. Meanwhile, you were in Florida. You voted in Florida. You weren't here in 2022. Slotkin said throughout Rogers' 20 years in the legislature, he had voted for every single ban, every restriction, every bill that came across his desk regarding abortion, restrictions on abortion, and abortion bans. She said Rogers voted for and sponsored bills that would restrict IVF. I can never get that. I forget those three words together. The intro via fertilization and contraceptives. They use the acronym in vitro fertilization. There it is. She went on to say, talking about Rogers and looking this time at the camera to women, he does not trust us to protect our own rights. Do not trust him in talking to and appealing to women. Rogers countered Slotkin's claim by saying it was deceitful and complete deception. But that's just been a constant theme of her campaign. He said he has supported in vitro fertilization since the beginning of the campaign and would not and could not do anything that would change the Michigan Constitution. The people of Michigan voted on Proposal 3, and it passed and is now part of our state's constitution. So, you have to understand the facts, folks. When you see these attacks against Rogers regarding abortion, a U.S. senator cannot do anything about it. Our state constitution has enshrined anything goes abortions in Michigan. I'll wrap it up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Continuing on with the story regarding the debate, the U.S. Senate debate between Elisa Slotkin, Democrat, and Mike Rogers, Republican, last night. On the topic of immigration, Rogers and Slotkin had a conversation about border security. This is what Rogers said about Slotkin. She's had a conversation about border security when she said the immigration system was broken. However, she's had a history of consistently voting in line with Biden-Harris administration and their policies on border security, which Slotkin denied. Rogers doubled down on his claim, saying that is absolutely correct. Getting right into her face. He turned away from the camera and looked right at her when he said it. We spend something like $450 billion taking care of illegals, paying for a room and board, rental assistance, cell phones, health care, education, educating the children who don't speak English. That's enough money to pay for every Michigan teacher and every single Michigan State Trooper for 15 years. He also looked directly into the camera and said, folks, fentanyl coming across the border has killed 3,000 people in Michigan each year. This has been a catastrophe, and we have seen absolutely nothing but saying you signed a few letters. Again, looking at Slotkin. Rogers also attacked her, accusing Slotkin of signing a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, to facilitate a Chinese Communist Party company to build a factory for electric vehicle batteries in Big Rapids. Of course, talking about the Goshen plant. He's been out there. Pete Hoekstra's been out there. Congressmen have been there. It has been a huge issue in this election. Slotkin, being somewhat trained, I think coached up on this by an attorney, would not be surprised if it wasn't Dana Nessel, our attorney general. Slotkin responded by saying, I never signed an NDA with any Chinese government, Chinese entity, or Chinese company at all. I found out about the plant when it was in the newspaper. What Slotkin actually signed was a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA, with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation regarding their grant funding money, taxpayer dollars, going to Goshen Incorporated, a Chinese company, for the battery plant. She then attacked him and said the old Mike Rogers from 2014 wouldn't be messing around with that when it comes to public security. But the Mike Rogers of 2024 seems happy to do it. I'm very sad about that. And she says that his claims, his attacks, are very offensive. Well, now she's going to play the victim. The poor little me woman card. Slotkin also tried to appeal to Republicans who said, many of you feel like your party has left them. Come and vote for someone who actually gives a crap about you, who cares about getting something done the way we used to when Democrats and Republicans were civil and decent to each other. At one point, Rogers mentioned he was raised in a middle-class household while Slotkin was raised by a wealthy family. He closed with a story about a 15-year-old heroin addict that he personally helped rescue as a young FBI agent. She told him she didn't kill herself because she truly felt that somebody cared about her for the very first time in her life, and it was him, Mike Rogers. The reference appeared to be that he, again, is in a position to help a country that is down and out and needs immediate attention from someone who cares. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to wrap up his 60-second closing statement before time expired. Completely staged debate. I truly believe they gave them the questions ahead of time, both of them. Their answers were too prepared, too completely on topic, and body language. I'm going to just finish with this. When you talk to somebody, or when you question them, interrogate them, ask them questions as a moderator, watch people's eyes. If they look to the right, they're not looking straight on at you. They look to the right, they're remembering. If they look to the left, they're lying. They're struggling to come up with an answer. They're trying to come up with an answer and process an answer that they think will be come across politically to their benefit. If they're remembering, they look to the right, especially with your kids. I learned this years ago in Dale Carnegie public speaking. To the right, you're remembering. To the left, you're lying. Slotkin was looking to the left quite a bit, her left, last night. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable